Okay. Thank you, Jesus. This is Sunday, April the 22nd, 2018. I have a word, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. And the name of this is Ignore the Fake. Ignore the Fake. The Lord spoke to me, said, you've been slacking off. Been slacking off. What does it mean to ignore? It means to refuse to take notice of, to reject as ungrounded. See, we're supposed to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. And Jesus said His Word is truth. So this is what we're to be rooted, we're to be grounded in, not in, we're to ignore anything else. You know, the songs we sang this morning, most of the people that I know, it, present company excluded, of course, they do just the opposite. They take thought on everything that's happening to them and they react to everything. For the most part, from what I can see, they are not rejecting the fake, ignoring the fake, okay? Lord says here, learn to ignore the fake. Not just the fake news, but Satan, for he is a fake. He goes about as a lion. Like in the book of Revelation, the false prophet said he's going to appear as a lamb. But when he speaks like the dragon. See, he's deceptive. Okay, he's a fake. Walk the kingdom way. Believe in my word and operate in my ways. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death. That is an absolute gospel truth. And if we really believed that, there would not be anything. I don't care if it's chemtrails or heads up on different things they poisoned that are being distributed in the food market. I don't care what it is. He said as we went forth and did the gospel that if we drank any deadly thing, it wouldn't hurt them. I was remembering something about Charles Capps this week the Lord brought up to me. Charles Capps, you know, was a rancher, farmer, and he had an allergic reaction to poison ivy, which most people do. But he started believing the Word of God and saying, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. What happened? He'd strip it off this bare hand and he'd break out and have to put on calamine lotion. But you know what I admire about him? He didn't draw back. How many times do we draw back whenever something presents itself? We start backpedaling instead of, you just keep on acting like the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. That's what he did until one day he stripped it off and he suffered no harm. See, this is what I see. Symptoms present themselves or circumstances, and what do? We start backpedaling. No, maybe the Lord didn't mean what he said. Maybe he didn't mean it. The Lord says you've been slacking off. Me included. He got on to me first. So he gets on me, then I can get on you a little bit. Is it for our good? Yes. Let that sink in a minute. We take those weapons of warfare. Our weapons of warfare are not physical. They're not reactions to circumstances. We do what God says do. When we're under attack, we say, okay, Lord. We don't just use senseless words. We wait upon, okay, Lord, what's your battle plan in this situation? Get it? Just start spouting off and doing a bunch of stuff. That's religious. That's the way we've been trained. We're coming out of those ways. We got to follow the Spirit. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. We will never fully partake in the kingdom of God and walk in the Spirit like we want to if we are one day out and one day in. This is a double-minded man. One day I'm right on track, yay. The next day I'm lower than skunk's belly, whatever that means. I have given you authority to rule and reign. Stop letting your senses dictate everything in your life. You have a good day based on how you feel or if everything's the way it's supposed to be. Don't you know that you are loaded with everything good to take into a world that is dying and going to hell? That everywhere you go, somebody's got a problem they need fixing? We already talked about 2019 will be a year of the solving of naughty problems and restorative relationships, I think is what it was. See, God wants to restore, and He equips us so we can go and take the good news. What's the good news? Hey, I can help you out of that. Okay. Ignore the circumstances. Resist the devil by submitting to my word, and he will flee. I'll never forget Brother Hagin, getting in trouble with the Lord, praying for a man that was, I think his back was stiff or something, and he kept saying, he put hands on him and say, see if you can do now, do this. That happened twice, and he didn't understand it. Why in the world? The guy was just as bad as he ever was. Then Jesus appeared to him, and he said, stuck his nose just right up in his face. I said, it will. But I said, but Lord, but Lord, but Lord. He said, I said it will. And he talked about lightning in those eyes looking at him like, I said it will. So that tells me, if he will, what's the problem? If he says he will, because we don't believe he will. Isn't that the truth? Most people, if it don't clear up in a day or two, they're going to the doctor. Or if it don't, the whatever financial provision's not there in a day or two, we're gonna do whatever we can. Go take on a fifth job or something. You know what I'm saying? Come on. This is how humans think. And we say, it's the saddest thing in the world to me for people to struggle with sickness and just die. Oh, but they were in faith to the end. And I thought, I wouldn't say that to them to their face because it would probably hurt them and they wouldn't understand. It might even turn them away from the faith. But come on. That's not our God. If he can't do any better than that, that's my thinking. No, he said he will. Strongest word there is. I will. When they came to Jesus, he said, I will. Lord, if you're willing, he said, I will. How much stronger can it get than I will? Ignore the circumstances. Resist the devil by submitting to my word, and he will flee. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone. He was talking about natural sustenance, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's how men are to live. That's the way he lived. He didn't come to do his own will, he said, but do the will of his Father, whatever that was. To operate in my kingdom, you will have to make a choice. All right, I want to read something to you. We've got to get a hold of this scripture. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. This is by Kenneth Hagin. It's Faith Food. It's called Unseen Forces. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are called upon to bind unseen forces. These are the keys to the kingdom, binding and loosing. You know, we've talked about claim what you want. Loose the angels to go get it and bind the devil from interfering. We are called upon to bind unseen forces. We have authority over the devil and evil spirits. We don't act like it sometimes. For the most part, people that I know that say they're Christians, they're walking by the world, not by the Spirit. They think they are, but they aren't. Why? Because it's compromised. It's a either or instead of there's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. There's only one way. One way. But we do not have authority over men or their wills. We have authority over the devil and evil spirits, not over men and their wills. We cannot pray a person. Now, we can take a circumstance to the Lord about a person, let the Lord deal with the person, but we cannot make a person through our prayer. That's witchcraft. I don't know why I even said that, but anyway, that's you can't pray. God will not violate a person's will. If they're willful and they're going to do it their way and bless God, nothing's going to change it. Not anything you can do is going to change that. And if you try to do that, that's witchcraft. That's trying to manipulate that person. Years ago, a pastor friend of mine accompanied me from Fort Worth to a campaign in California. This man had diabetes, and he had to check his urine every morning for sugar content to see how much insulin he would need for his daily injection. As we were leaving for California, I said, you won't register any sugar as long as you're with me. He looked at me as if he didn't believe me, but in the almost 2 weeks he was with me, he never registered any sugar, even though he ate pies and cakes. He later told me he was home for 3 days before he registered sugar again. Is it because Brother Hagin was a prophet and anointed of God above everybody else? No, it's because he believed in the authority that he had. Why? I took authority over his sickness. I had control over unseen forces, but I didn't have control over his will. As long as he was with me and this unseen force was in my presence, I could control it. I tried to convince him he could do the same thing, but he expected it to come back, and it did. Oh, but you're a great woman of faith. Pray for me. No. No. You use yours. I have authority. This is a confession. I have authority over all unseen forces in my realm of domain, and I bind them and stop their activity in Jesus' name. I don't care how big, bad, and ugly the deep state is, the shadow government is, and how many whatevers they have and forces they have and what they think they're doing. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. It's just, do we really believe it? Sometimes we get to thinking differently whenever those circumstances present themselves. It makes us want to backpedal. You have lived in the world and embraced the fake for so long that you're struggling with the truth. Just this week alone, the intel that's come out of what's going on and some of the things, it's nerdy. I can't hardly get my mind around it. And I'm thinking, Lord, help us. We have been so propagandized with junk for so long that when we see the truth, we're just going, no. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's the thing about it. The Lord said to me, never be afraid of the truth, whether it be end time things or anything. Don't be afraid of the truth, because it's the truth. You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's the thing about bondage and slavery. You don't realize you're in it till you're out of it. Yeah. That's the deception. You don't know you're in it till you're out of it. You're progressing forward. Don't digress back or regress back. You rule in your domain through the power of my name. Say what my word says in the face of all that does not line up with my word. Now, I don't have this here, but I'm prompted to say this. When things come, Satan wants to evoke a reaction from you. And the quieter, that you can be, the better off you are. Okay, you're on the inside. You're going, okay, you're communicating with the Lord. Okay, Lord, this has presented itself. What would you have me do about it? Instead of just, Because the thing is, if you grab for something natural or try to do something in the natural circumstances, you won't see victory. See, this is what's, when you do it the Lord's way, you will see victory and then you won't have a problem with that anymore. You'll win it. But if you keep reacting, then here it comes again. Here we go around the mountain again. Here comes it again, and you have to deal with it again. And here it comes again, you have to deal with it again, over and over and over again. But when we learn to do it by the Word of God, by the Spirit of God, He said, I will. He said to Brother Hagin, but I said it will. But, no, I said it will. Okay. Whatever your body says, you say what my word says about it. Now, it does not hurt to build yourself up in the Word of God. That's what confessions do. It renews the mind. But I'm talking about when you're facing situations, the Lord has a plan for that particular. That doesn't mean, more than likely, like David, every time he fought the Philistines, he asked the Lord, okay, what do you want me to do this time? So we can't put God in a box and think, well, He's going to do it the same way every time. Because usually He doesn't. Whatever the world says, you say what my word says about it. The world and its evidence is fake. My word is the truth. What do you expect? The God of this world is a liar and the father of it. Why should we be surprised that what's in the world is a lie? Why should we be surprised? This is your true warfare, exposing the fake and revealing the truth in all areas. Don't be afraid to watch the news or some things going on in the world. Just learn to make corrections. Now, this is what the Lord specifically told me. When they say this, blah, 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 you say this, God's word says, and that is the way it will be. Oh, we're all going to hell in a handbasket. Nope, nope, nope. That ain't the way it's going to be. I say they'll get saved and born again. We're all going to heaven. No soul left behind. That's just an example. When you hear things you don't like, instead of reacting, we're made to say, as long as you can live here, you will have to make corrections because there will always be contradictions as long as Satan is God of this world, the fake world. This was a world God never meant to be in existence. He meant it to be heaven on earth. Not hell on earth. Heaven on earth. So as long as we live here, even if the swamp is completely drained, there's nobody left, guess who's still down here is going to try to start something up? He's going to do it in God's millennial reign for 1,000 years. He's going to try to muster people to come against Jesus on the throne. See my word, see my world, the real world. It's the kingdom of God. Speak it. See, the kingdom of God is in you. God has put the kingdom in you. Why? So you can just have a good life and see everybody else die and go to hell? No. So you can change it. You can change your world. Get in a habit of it. Don't shy back. I said, take the land. Don't gripe or complain about the giants. Take them out. This is your commission. Did y'all hear that? Don't gripe and complain about the giants. Take them out. This is your commission. Why would He send you where they don't need your help? Why, you know, it's like, well, I don't like that place. There's no Christians there. And all they do is cuss and talk about gossip. And blah, blah, blah. Lord said, they that hold thee, not the physician, but they that are sick. Who do you think you are? You're just here to have your career, do your thing? You've missed the boat if that's what you think. Stop accommodating your flesh. Stay in the Spirit no matter what it might be, and you will be free. Take charge. You work for me. When are we going to get it? We work for Him. The other's just a sideline, seed sack. Quit moaning and groaning. Start owning. When you go into a place, we don't boycott. That's part of the AGF things. We're not going to boycott and come against things and stand against things. No, we're to take the good news. We're Christ ambassadors. We have a commission. We have an embassy here on earth. It's called the Kingdom of God. This is the life of my warriors, God's warriors. Take the land. It's been delivered into your hands. The Lord says, it's already yours. I've already said it is. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Speak to the mountain and it will obey. Make it your only way of operating. That was the way I did it. The way Father did it also. Go read Genesis 1. How did I change the circumstances? He didn't bemoan the circumstances. He didn't say, this world's going to hell in a handbasket. He said, light be, light was. Stop letting circumstances crowd you out. You crowd them out. You get to the place that you deal with Satan in a way that he never wants to come visit your house. I heard Gloria Copeland say that the devil hasn't bothered me in 3 years. One thing, I know she's got a high love walk. But on the other side of it, she's learned to stand and use the Word of God. And you do it enough, he'll say, don't, you're just wasting your time over there. That's my house. The devil says, I don't go there because it's just a waste of my time. They'll whip my tail. Resist the devil, the faker, crowd out his falsehoods, own the neighborhood, don't gripe about it, shout it out. Use your weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but the mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, pulling down every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ. See, that's our weapons. Don't let your flesh move you. You speak to your mountains and they will obey you. Get your tongue under control. Speak by the Spirit and you'll be amazed by the results. Learn to ignore the fake. If it doesn't line up with the Word of God, fake. If you will, there will be no more obstacles to stand in your way. See, when you're wishy-washy back and forth, one day you're standing in faith and the next day you're not. Nothing's happening. Nothing's going to happen. The faker is trying to get you to react in your flesh by saying, oh, ignore him. Speak my words instead. This is what your training is all for, to rule and reign. The Lord's already said, I've given the earth to man, and he sure didn't give it to the devil's bunch. As my house becomes greater, the fakers will become lesser. The kingdom way is your master and not the natural world. David grew stronger, Saul grew weaker. Sarah grew stronger, Hagar grew weaker. Take no thought saying. Lord's been hearing a lot of that. But you know, I don't like the way they do things. And they're just ruining things. And we've all done it. Because why? It's everywhere. If you need wisdom, ask. Believe you receive. Cast the care and then proceed. I want you to enjoy your life. See, doing all this all the time, that's not an enjoyable life. This is why so many miss out and struggle. They can only walk one way or the other. If they choose the faker and believe his lies, then my kingdom won't manifest. I know so many Christians, why won't God help me? I mean, I've heard this. Why won't God help me? Why won't God do nothing? I need this and I need that and I need that. Why won't God do something? Well, it's the master they've chosen. They don't understand that it's not, well, if this doesn't work out, then I go here. They don't realize there's only one way. Can't serve two masters. Can't serve the fake and the truth. Choose like Joshua. Choose you this day who you will serve, Joshua said. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He was a giant killer. He took down walls, made the sun stand still. When 10 out of 12 leaders saw the giants, the risk Joshua... Let me say that again. He was a giant killer. He took down walls, made the sun stand still. When 10 out of the 12 leaders saw the giants, Joshua saw the potential by saying, we be well able to take the land. We be well able to take the land. On the word of God, he took his stand and he got just what he said. The 10 got what they said too. Ignore the fake. You're well able to take your Jerichos. Like Abe and Sarah, oh how they struggled, but they switched their master and a miracle came out of a disaster. Think about that. I'll read that again. Like Abe and Sarah, oh how they struggled, but they switched their master and a miracle came out of a disaster. Call for what you want. Ignore anything to the contrary. Don't let the faker get a rise out of you. You will find out in the days ahead as the swamp goes down just how fake he is in his system. It will cause you to see the real truth and you will walk in a greater victory from bondage to carefree jubilee. And I'm talking medical and financial specifically. From bondage to carefree, jubilee. Jesus is a jubilee. Jesus is jubilee. You know, he fulfilled jubilee. The day he stood up in Luke chapter 4 and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because I have come to preach the gospel to the poor. And you know all it says, release the captives from bondage. That was jubilee. That's why they wanted to stone him, because they thought he was blaspheming. But no, he was declaring who he was and what he was there to do. So...